They will not stay in Gaza, by no means. Just as people from Afghanistan moved in the time of war, just as refugees from Syria moved, Ukraine, the same thing will be here. How do we intend to proceed with settling Gaza? We have political support, we have public support, and we have the experience that we have accumulated in 50, 55 years of settling Judea, Samaria, the Golan Heights. We settled all these areas, more than 330 settlements. It wasn't easy. We have accumulated a lot of experience, how to do it politically, how to work with the politicians, how to work with the public, and how to encourage the pioneers to be able to settle in a place that is bare land or difficult place to live in and cope with it. So we plan to take what we acquired in the years of settling Judea and Samaria and to do the same thing here in Gaza. I want to tell you now that in less than a year, each one of you can call me and ask me, did you succeed in fulfilling your dream? And the answer will be yes. Actually, you don't have to call me, because you will witness how Jews go to Gaza and Arabs disappear from Gaza. They lost their right to stay in this holy place. We came here with one clear purpose. The purpose is to settle the entire Gaza Strip, not just part of it, not just a few settlements, the entire Gaza Strip from north to south. There are representatives here of six garenim, six groups with more than 700 families. That is thousands of people who are ready to move to Gaza now. At the same time, I say clear, I make it as clear as I can. Wars bring about the terrible thing of refugees. If it weren't for the 7th of October, maybe you wouldn't have been here. But the 7th of October changed history. As a result of the brutal massacre of the 7th of October, the Gaza Arabs lost the right to be here ever. So they will go to the different countries of the world. They will not stay here. The world is still hesitating, but we will convince in different ways. We'll convince the world. It is not only good for Israel. It is not just for the Jews. It is for the benefit of the world to cling to the good and to put the evil away. To put an end to Hamas, to put an end to Hezbollah, to put an end to Tzir HaResha, as we say, the evil power. I give here advice. To the United States, let's not go into who will be the president. I give here the advice to the United States, to Britain, to France, to the European Union. Be with us, it will be good for you. I assure you that to cling to the good is not just good for Israel. Just as you adopted the Bible, you should adopt the values of the Bible. And to the families of the Garenim, I want to pray, I want to wish that you will soon be able to enjoy the pleasure of the coast of Gaza, of the Sea of Gaza. And as I am a person of belief, I am a religious person, I always pray for the success of the things that I believe in. And I pray now for the immediate release of the hostages they're living, I hope, well, many of them are living. For the hostages, the living and the dead, I pray to God that it will give our government the sense, that the wisdom, the ability to bring them today. And I believe there is a way to bring the hostages back home today. I pray to God. I see from the way things are developing that there is even a chance that the government itself, we will not need our tricks and devices, but there will be a government courageous plan for establishing Jewish communities in Gaza. It might start in the northern part of Gaza, as Avi Fahan just said, and it will spread towards Gaza City. We will settle the city of Gaza. We will settle the northern part. We will settle Gush Katif, and we will build many more new cities, communities, farms. We will bring life to the place that now is hell.